And so now stepping into our heart practice, appreciative joy, by first taking good care of ourselves with the body, with wakefulness. Letting ourselves be very nicely grounded in the body and the breathing, perhaps, or ambient sounds. What feels easy for you and wakeful that can help you with a heart practice to not get lost in your head, but to stay embodied. Perhaps breathing in and out of a wee bit of a smile as a way of making that choice for welcome for all that is, the dark and the light. Perhaps a wee smile as an expression of trust. And the changing nature of the light and the dark, of all things and ourselves. Just feeling body sitting and breathing for a few moments. And so keeping that sense of embodiment as we engage in phrases for appreciative joy. Feeling body sitting, breathing, maybe a bit of smile. Holding in mind, first of all, a benefactor, someone who's been kind to you. Doesn't have to be big deal kind, some small kindness that you're grateful for, that you appreciate. And offering phrases for this benefactor. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you. May your joy and happiness increase. May your joy and happiness increase. May you be content. May you be content. May you grow into peace in the light and joy of contentment. May you grow into peace in light of joy and contentment. And so practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing that express appreciation for a benefactor, grateful for you, joy, happiness, increase, content, grow into peace. keeping the body engaged throughout. And then take a few moments to wrap up the phrases. And notice how they sit with you. What are some of the qualities of this benefactor that you appreciate? Can you name some? Is there one of these qualities that you really connect with, that you can see that this benefactor has perhaps taught you this quality, or when you're around this being, you start to become this way, you exude it, you emulate? Or maybe even when you're not around them, they've played a role such that there's a legacy there that you can connect to, that you too have this quality in some measure. That you may be grateful for and see as part of a legacy, a transmission, as they say in the Zen tradition. And so bringing the appreciative joy practice to ourselves, and you might care to or need to have the benefactor with you in your mind's eye, alongside of you or in front of you or behind you or however. Staying embodied, body sitting, being breathed, maybe a bit of a smile. And trying on the same phrases. I'm grateful for myself. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for this quality. I'm grateful. May my joy and happiness increase. May my joy and happiness increase. May I be content. May I be content. May I grow into peace in the light of joy and contentment. May I grow into peace in the light of joy and contentment. And so taking a bit of time for these phrases for yourself. Grateful, joy and happiness increase, content, grow into peace. Remember to feel that connection with the benefactor. It may be a great help. And take just a little bit longer with those phrases for yourself, and then notice how they sit with you. And if you feel up to it, to bring in someone who's a little bit difficult. If you don't feel up to it, that's fine. Continue to practice with yourself and the benefactor. But someone who's just a tiny bit difficult, 2 or 3 out of 10 in intensity, a little annoying, maybe it's a friend or a family member you might encounter this holiday season. Remembering they too are on their journey of light and dark. And within insight meditation, we call the difficult ones teachers. They too have something to teach us, if we can but listen. So again, not letting ourselves get overwhelmed, that wouldn't be helpful. We work with the little bit difficult ones that we might look to as teachers. And trying it on. I am grateful for you. I am grateful for your being. I am grateful for you. May your joy and happiness increase. It's okay if you feel a measure of self-interest in that phrase. A little happier, a little more joyful, they might not bother me so much. It's okay. May your joy and happiness increase. May you too be content. May you be content. If only, may you be content. And may you too grow into peace in the light of joy and contentment. And so taking a short time with the phrases, with the difficult one, the little bit difficult one, grateful, joy and happiness increase, content. grow into peace. Taking a few moments to finish with the slightly difficult one. Notice how it sits with you. And then as we begin to finish this practice, let's open it up to this community here as our stand-in for all beings. And indeed, if you look at one another, take a little peek at the screens, you will see some that have indeed been your benefactors just by virtue of their being here. And some of them may be quite neutral for you, you may have never met before. Others are dear ones. Some may have been a little difficult from time to time. So we have all these categories covered within the community. And so let's go inward again and offer the phrases for the community, which includes ourselves. I am so grateful for us. I am so grateful for us. Remember to keep feeling body and breathing. Perhaps a little smile. I'm so grateful for us. May our joy and happiness increase. May our joy and happiness increase. May we all be content. May we all be content. And may we all grow into peace in the light of joy and contentment. Grow into peace. Taking a minute or so with the phrases. And then finishing off those phrases, noticing how they sit with you. Letting the practice be as it has been, as it is, knowing it's all the workings of the heart. Sometimes there's joy, sometimes there's darkness. Sometimes there's not much of anything. It's all unraveling as it should, unfolding as it should. And Hafiz again reminds us, I wish I could show you, when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being. The astonishing light of your own being. And then another little poem from Hafiz. I think this has been translated by Daniel Ladinsky because it sounds like him, but I'm not sure. Anyway, this one's called, We Have Not Come to Take Prisoners. We have not come here to take prisoners, but to surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. Run, my dear, from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. Run like hell, my dear, from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred, tender vision of your beautiful heart. For we have not come here to take prisoners or to confine our wondrous spirits, but to experience ever and ever more deeply our divine courage, freedom, and light.